This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signalling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. The Calcutta High Court rejected the plea of NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. A report.
The division bench of the Calcutta High Court ordered that the central forces would remain deployed in the tension-hit areas of the Murshidabad district, but the court rejected the plea for NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. Meanwhile, under the vigil of administration, central forces and police, normalcy is returning to the violence-hit areas of Murshidabad district of West Bengal. The officer in charge, OCs of Shruti and Shamshirganj police stations, have been transferred yesterday. Police have arrested another person in the killing of a father-son duo at Jafarabad. Police arrested 274 people till now in connection with the violence-related incidents in the district. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Former Union Minister and BJP leader Anurag Thakur today slammed the Congress Party over the National Herald case. Addressing a press conference on the case in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur accused the Congress of being involved in several scams since independence.
ईडी की चार्जशीट में बहुत साफ है, अपराध का प्रकार, अपराध की तिथि, अपराध का समय, अपराध की जगह, लेन देन का अपराध, अपराध के बारे में सारी जानकारियां ईडी ने फैक्ट्स एंड फिगर्स के साथ अपनी चार्जशीट में रखी है. और ये कांग्रेस का क्राइम है. दिस इज अ कांग्रेस मॉडल ऑफ करप्शन वेयर अ वीकली न्यूज पेपर इज गेटिंग मच मोर अमाउंट देन द डेली न्यूज पेपर्स एंड अ पेपर विच इज नॉट इवन पब्लिश्ड एट टाइम्स.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he talked about various issues, including the topics that he covered with Mr. Musk during his meeting in the Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment in advancing partnerships with the U.S. in the domains of technology and innovation. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra are now inscribed in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. Responding to a post by Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat on social media, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the inclusion as a global recognition of India's timeless wisdom and rich culture. He added that both Gita and Natya Shastra have nurtured civilization and consciousness for centuries, and their insights continue to inspire the world. The centre today appointed Secretary in different ministries and departments. Arvind Srivastav has been appointed as Secretary, Department of Revenue in Ministry of Finance. He is currently serving as the Additional Secretary in Prime Minister's Office. Samir Kumar Sinhao is working as Director General Acquisitions in Ministry of Defence, has been appointed as Secretary, Civil Aviation. Santosh Kumar Sarangi, who is currently serving as Director General Foreign Trade, has been appointed as Secretary in Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. Nikunj Bihari Dhal has been appointed as Secretary, Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. In Chhattisgarh, 22 Maoists, including 9 female Naxals, surrendered today in Sukma district. A total reward of 40,50,000 rupees was announced on these Maoists. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, held a review meeting on the ongoing preparations for the highly anticipated World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th May in Mumbai. Nodal officers from the centre and the Maharashtra government participated in the meeting. The minister also reviewed the on-ground preparations at the summit venue. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.